You look as if you don't know where you are.
You're in heaven.
Don't look so worried. Nothing has happened to you. We just want to share this special time with you.
We should introduce ourselves. We are angels, messengers of God.
And you are going to come with us to learn about God's message of love to the whole world.
Well, you can't come with us just like that.
We don't have any of our fine robes to give you, but we do have a few of these.
Who wants one?
And soon, when they see the star, someone will know that
Who of great joy for you and for all people. Today, in Bethlehem, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord.
And you can go see him. You'll find him in a stable, lying in a manger, wrapped in cloth.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people on earth.
So what do we do? Go down to Bethlehem quickly. You will be the first people to see your Savior.
You remember the star we put to the sky? Well, it walked, and magi from the east are traveling to Bethlehem.
That must be Bethlehem of faith. Not far to go now.
We have followed the star for such a long time.
The star is announcing a new king. We must find out who, so we can worship him.
You have come with us on one long journey, from heaven down to earth to the homes of Mary and Joseph.
Then, traveling through time to Bethlehem for the birth of Jesus, and then to the fields to tell the shepherds.
Now we are going back into Bethlehem to join with the worship of Jesus.
The shepherds had hurried into Bethlehem and worshipped the new baby when the Magi, who had traveled from the far east, finally reached Jesus. They worshipped him and gave him gifts for a king.
Our journey together has now ended. Jesus will grow through childhood to become a man, without many people knowing who he is.
In about 30 years' time, Jesus will begin a ministry of teaching and healing, showing everyone that he encounters the love of God. He will send his followers into the world to share with others the good news of God's grace, mercy, and love. Jesus is God's word become flesh, God's promise that he will show us a new kingdom, the kingdom of heaven.
And this is why, even now, after all these years, we continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
As you travel forward in time and return to your pew in the church, let us sing together. After all, may they